This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365.
To another edition of The Secret to Everything. I am Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, and as always, I am so happy and thrilled and excited to be allowed into your homes and into your cars and I guess even into your computers and to speak with you each week. And we have, as usual, another amazing guest. You are absolutely going to love her. Her name is Michelle Vandepas, and I'll tell you a little bit about her, and then we're going to talk about a few other things before I introduce her. But I love so many things about Michelle, and you will too. But one of the things that impressed me at first before I got to know her as I do now is that it's really difficult, you guys, to get on TED Talks, and she did it. So we're going to have to pick her brain a little bit, and maybe she'll tell us the story of how that happened. But that is just so impressive to me because we all know all the movers and the shakers and some of the most brilliant people, you know, are on that platform. So I just love that about her. She is a business and a marketing strategist, and she is also a podcaster herself. So we can really put her through the ringer because she will be completely comfortable and we are going to have a lot of fun. But before we meet Michelle, I want to talk to you guys a little bit. You've been giving me great feedback. You seem to like the energy updates. So I'm going to give you a little bit insight into what's in store for this week and this weekend and a little bit of next week. And the energy continues to be really fast paced. And this is all about what you desire and reaching forward to bring that into your life. And we talked a little bit last week about not just the desire and the emotion and talking about it and brainstorming about it, but actually taking action and making those difficult decisions. And what's coming up in my life and a lot of my friends' lives is we're even having to look at our inner circle and the people that we surround ourselves with and our staff and saying, is this who I would like to step forward into? And you guys have to realize it's a brand new energy. The energy of 2017 is radically different from 2016. And we were just talking to Rob about this, but especially if you live in America, we're going to hopefully, maybe, possibly have a radically different government, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. It's going to be different. And so that changes the energy. So sometimes you can't drag the same friends through your whole entire life, or you can't take the same staff or the same programs. And this is what Michelle, I believe, is so good at. She's a natural intuitive, and she's so good at helping us discern the energies in our businesses and helping us tie in our purpose and the things that we're naturally good at with profit. And we'll really dig into that in a minute. But we desire the best for ourselves, and we also desire the best for those we love. But let me ask you a question. What happens when that clashes? Who do you choose? Now, if it's a child who's sick and you have to sacrifice, it becomes obvious. But what if it's just a friend that you're competitive with in business? Or what if your staff has an entirely different agenda and you're taking so much time and energy and fighting through all this resistance? What do? Do you just play nice and continue to go along? A lot of us do that. I'm encouraging you. The energy right now supports possibly a painful division and a painful pairing away. It also supports boundaries and just really knowing who you are and how you want to spend your time in this world and on this world. I was joking again with Rob a little bit ago in some text chat, and you know, he said, you know what? I have time enough to rest when I die. I really want to live and work and get things done while I'm here. And so we do not know. I was just talking to an old friend of mine that I reunited with on Facebook, and he was telling me about this big fiery, you know, middle of the afternoon driving along the highway. The next thing you know, before he could even blink, his whole van with his whole family of six children and his wife were in flames, and he got the kids out and he almost couldn't get his wife out because the seatbelt was actually burning into her skin. So wow, you guys, like, we do not know how much time. So let's stop playing nice with others just to play nice. Let's stop talking about what we'd like to do and how we'd like to live and what we would like to create. And let's start moving into action and making the hard choices and making the hard decisions and going into creation and really building the type of lives and the type of businesses that we desire. And if we don't know how, let's find out. Let's get into a group. Let's get a mentor. Let's hire a coach. Let's, you know, not waste a lot of time trying to relearn things that other people can help us out doing. All those things and many more we're going to be talking about in this energy, this beautiful energy of today with Miss Michelle. So just plug into yourself and allow the possibility that you may learn something new during this call and bring something new into your world. And even maybe grab a pen and paper and write down a couple of action things that you can take in your business, or this can even apply to your personal life or to your health in your life, to navigate as we wrap up the end of this year and go into the next year. We'll be right back on The Secret to Everything with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and Michelle Vandepass.
This is Johanna Carroll, host of Dialogue with Divinity on the X-Zone Broadcast Network. While walking along Kanapali Beach in Maui this past year, I kept discovering all these shells and coral in the shape of hearts. My dialogue with Divinity was very simple. Do you want me to do a retreat to heal people's hearts in Maui next year? And of course, the answer was yes. As a master spiritual teacher, I am offering you a neat retreat called Rise, May 8th through the 12th, 2017, and the chance of a lifetime to rest at a five-star resort for 5 days and experience a spiritual renewal of your heart and soul. Kanapali is one of the top 5 beaches in the world. This stunning resort has undergone a $40 million renovation. I walked the entire property, checked out the room choices on your behalf, and I must say, it is stunning. Our conference room faces the ocean with sliding glass doors. Maui is known as Mother Maui because it is a soft, gentle, healing energy. In the embrace of Mother Maui, you will feel yourself rising from the limitations of an ordinary life to an extraordinary journey of peace, bliss, and harmony. A greater sense of clarity. Our Rise retreat ignites renewal in the sacred elements of air, water, earth, fire, and wind. There's plenty of free time to enjoy all that Maui has to offer. A small deposit is required now to reserve your space as this retreat, it will sell out. For more details, please go to johannacarroll.com and register today. Aloha, and I'll see you in mystical Maui.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, and you are listening to The Secret to Everything. And today we have a really amazing, intuitive life coach and business coach and marketing expert and branding expert and, gosh, probably a whole lot of other things I don't even know. So welcome to the show, Michelle.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. I loved your whole pre-segment that I sort of pulled together as saying standing up for yourself.
Yeah, wow, that's so rich. We could go so many different directions. You know, I think I'm still learning how to navigate business. And, you know, I love all the things that you teach and how you tie in purpose and, you know, you help us market. But let's back up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I promise everyone, we want to know your secret. We want to know, how the heck did you get on a TED Talk? That's amazing. Like, everyone should be applauding around the world. Like, if you guys haven't heard of it, you guys need to like YouTube her talk because it's beautiful and excellent. And I was like, you know what? I would have been a mess. I don't know how you did it. You're so poised, you know?
Thank you. So there's actually pretty cool story about this is I was, as all of us do occasionally, I was in kind of a business slump. It just felt like things weren't moving. The energy was stuck. And I know that your listeners can relate to that. It happens to the best of us, right? And so I was sort of dared to do 25 outrageous things. And one of the outrageous things I did was apply for a TED Talk. And I just threw it out there in this whole mess of a month of doing outrageous things. And I didn't really have the talk outlined, but I did have some good speaking things online and a speaker reel I could send. And I filled out the application and I applied. And they contacted me about 6 weeks later and said, hey, we just had a cancellation. You want to do this TED Talk? And that's really how it went down. And I got the last slot for the TED Talk where I live. So it came out of what I like to call, when you're stuck, do outrageous things, and outrageous things come back to you.
I don't know why, but I have chills, so I need to pay attention to that. I think that's actually, there's some real brilliance in there. And I've got to tell you, it really resonates with me. And I just promised him I wouldn't do it, but I'm going to break that promise because I actually think my first time that I was on the X Zone, I think he had a cancellation and called me and got me in really quick. So the whole reason that this show exists and that I have this amazing relationship with, you know, Rob and the whole EXO network is because of that kind of same thing, that unexpected, you know, it's saying yes. You know, you could have said, no, wait, no, I thought I'd have to wait like months or years, or wait, I'm not ready. No, what did you say, right? You said yes.
I said yes. And here's the other thing is I have used that tool many times since then. This was about, I think, 3 years ago now, maybe 2.5, 3 years ago. And I've used that same tool many times since then. And what happens is when I do outrageous things, whenever I feel personally in a slump or my business is in a slump, something comes back to me. It may have absolutely nothing to do with my outrageous action, but energy will move. Guaranteed energy will move.
And you know what I think is a really good piece of why that works is because what I was kind of just talking about a little bit prior and that I teach a lot about, and you probably do too, which is so important, and I don't know, we can discuss this if you would agree, to kind of have your finger on the pulse of the marketplace and know that, you know, everything's going to give out eventually. And my daughter and I were just talking about this today. One of the things in business that I think is been giving out for a while is membership groups. Everybody's like, you know, do a membership group and charge this and, you know, build your business and get your core group. And, you know, that's all great. And I have one and it's awesome and I love it. But yet everything, kind of the energy falls out and you can cling to your old beliefs and you can cling to your old systems, or you can say, okay, I'm going to kind of open it up. And I like how you're saying, because even the word outrageous, if you guys feel when you say the word outrageous aloud, doesn't it kind of plug into a little bit of a fear place in you? It actually does for me, you know?
So I want to finish telling this TED Talk story.
Yeah, please.
The thing about being outrageous is all of it is fear triggered, right? Or it wouldn't be outrageous. It would just be doing your next step, right? So just the word, absolutely, I'm in agreement with you, totally. It pushes your buttons, it forces you to stretch, or it does me, it forces me to stretch. And so when I use that word, it definitely has all my fear come up. Now, I said yes to TED Talk, and I was totally fine. And I started writing the talk, and I read it to my sister, who basically said, that sucks. Tear it up and start again. And so I did that about 17 times before I landed on the talk I gave. And then the night before I was to do the TED Talk, I literally was curled up in the ball on the floor sobbing, saying, why did I ever agree to this? This is the stupidest thing on the planet, right? And I tell you this story because I think as a mentor and a businesswoman out there, people look up to me because I have some knowledge, and I do. But that doesn't mean that I don't go through all the same stuff that everybody else goes through. The difference is I think you and I and many of our peers go through it. We don't allow ourselves to stay curled up in the ball. Not suggesting you've ever been there. But the thing was, I said, okay, now I've had a good cry and now I'm going to go do this thing, right? So I allow myself to feel the emotions and work through it and allow the next step to appear. And the next step was to get up the next morning, get on stage, do my talk. And of course, as soon as it was over, I was like, awesome, let's do this again, right?
Wow.
Because I stretched into the new place.
Yeah, I love that.
And that's the lesson, I think, for all of us, is to push ourselves to stretch, and then we're in that new spot.
Yeah, and we're allowed to stay there just for a little bit, and then we're usually invited to stretch again, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
or forced to by life sometimes, or people or circumstances or money or a million things to, or health, you know? So let's start kind of at, you know, the beginning. I look at you as someone that helps us, you know, and purpose is a big word. We'll get that in a minute, but kind of meld purpose with passion and money and mix it up and have this delicious, amazing, you know, meal where we can dine for the rest of our life. And I really like that. You should use that sometime. But, you know, I love that you're kind of this alchemist of some of the intangible things that many of us can't quite get our minds and our hands around. And you kind of bring that down, would you agree, from the mental and the imagination and into reality? You know, how do we market? How do we grow our list? You know, and even starting back with purpose. You know, people think, they ask me, you know, what are the psychic questions people ask you? What are your most demanded classes? What does everyone want to know? And you know what one of the most common, if not the most common is what is my purpose and how do I turn it into cash? Do you know how many people ask me and probably you mm-hmm. that question, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start, and I'm going to ask you a hard question. How do you answer that? If I come to you and say, Michelle, can you help me find my purpose and turn it into cash? What would you say?
So the first answer is yes.
That's awesome.
Right? Obviously, because that's what I do. But then let's look at what the question really is. Because I think when people come to me with that question, they are presuming that they're supposed to make money off their purpose, that mm-hmm. their purpose is their livelihood, their vocation, their business, their job. And I say we have to start with the two of those things being separate. Your purpose is your purpose. That's who you are. It's part of who you be in the world. It's part of how you present in the world. It is just who you are. Your job is fleeting. It comes and goes. And so we have to start with the purpose mm-hmm. piece, and we look at that. And then we also look at your skills, your interest, your experience, all the things that might go into livelihood or job, vocation. And then we meld them. But if we try to do it together right at the beginning, most people think, well, you know, I'm good with people. My purpose is to be a nurse. And I'm saying, let's not make that leap yet. Let's go back into what is your purpose? Okay, you're good with people. Let's go deeper into that. Does that mean you like to be a caregiver? Do you prefer to be a coach? Mm-hmm. Would you like to be, serve to the homeless? There's a million ways to be good with people. Do you like to be on a big stage and resonate with people that way? So let's go into what that energy of that purpose might be, and then look at what your interests are, what your skills are, and find a way to bring that into your business. Does that make sense?
It does. And it's rather brilliant. I guess I got lucky because I've got a great story kind of about this, but I think I'm the exception because I totally understand what you're thinking, but I think it kind of gives it a unique, it's exactly what you're saying. So I was always the narrator for all my church plays growing up. And one day this guy who actually lived behind us in the neighborhood behind us came up to me, and he owned a large advertising agency in Columbus, Ohio. And he came up to me and he grabbed my little teenage arms and he said, "You have an amazing voice." He said, "You need to go into radio." Mm. And you know what? I went into radio. And obviously I still am in radio, and it has served me so beyond well, and it's really meshed with my personality. And really, Michelle, I think I grew into that. But in a way, yes, it worked for me, and yes, it is. I love it, and it's a huge core of who I am. And anyone who's ever been in radio or TV or media, there's a saying that once you're in radio, you can never get out. It's like the radio bug or the TV bug kind of thing, and I'm sure you've heard it too, or the podcasting bug. But it can also work to a detriment, because let's say I wasn't me. Let's say I was shy and I hated being in front of people, and my mom had threatened me with an inch of my life that if I didn't do that, I wouldn't get a car or something. You know how parents are. They push you into things. And let's say it traumatized me and I hated it. You know, it would have been a different story. And that's kind of what you're saying. We see someone pick up an animal and love all over it, and we're like, oh yeah, you should be a vet. And what you're saying, what I hear you saying is, not necessarily. Is that kind of correct?
Yeah. So let's just, can I use you as an example?
Yeah,
you brought up your story.
Sure, sure.
So I would say you really lucked into finding a job that that worked with your purpose that you love. And so you've got passion around this. And if you didn't have passion, you would tweak something to find that passion again. And that's brilliant. Now, let's say the radio didn't fall into your lap, but you have a great voice. The purpose isn't your voice. The purpose is how you're using your thoughts to express through your voice. And so,
Okay, I get it. We're gonna take a break because I have to absorb all this. And when we get back, we're gonna explore me a little more. We explore passion and purpose and profit a little more, and we'll get into a whole bunch of other things on The Secret to Everything with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and Michelle Vandepas.
While science pursues fact, magic accesses the quantum level, bridging random facts to form truth. As long as science and magic remain separate and polarized, the truth cannot be known. I'm Gwilda Wiecka. Join me on the Science of Magic radio program, dedicated to unification and evolution of consciousness. During each episode, I'll be speaking with experienced and respected scientists and mystics. From astrologers to astronomers, from medical doctors to shaman, the scientific method to dowsing and intuition, we'll weave together information from seemingly divergent practices to promote unity and enlightenment. Join me, Gwilda Wiecka, and the Science of Magic right here on the Mutual Broadcast Network. For more information, visit www.thescienceofmagic.net.
Gibbs A. Williams, Ph.D., is a practicing psychoanalyst, supervisor, researcher, and author in New York City. Much of his life has been dedicated to understanding nature and the uses of meaningful coincidences or synchronicities. His radical and original non-Jungian, non-mystical, non-magical theory of synchronicities illuminates much of the fog surrounding this challenging and perplexing topic. His ideas and manners are fresh, presented in a style that is both entertaining and highly informative. He is also an expert on crisis intervention, specially focused on violence reduction for the police and citizens, mastering anxiety, frustration, and stress without the use of medication, and effectively preventing and treating heroin addiction. Dr. Williams can be contacted at his email address at gwwilliamsny11@aol.com or visit his website at...
Wouldn't you love to know the secret to everything? Well then, meet Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and her cutting-edge, breakthrough knowledge that combines science with possibility. Dr. Kimberly brings real-life answers and healing to those open to alternative solutions. She teaches solution-based programs and classes that will change all areas of your life forever. Specializing in conscious creation, intuitive readings, and energy medicine, you can rapidly shift health, relationships, business, and money and abundance challenges quickly. Receive her best-selling book, Secret to Everything, at no cost by going to secrettoeverything.com/X-Zone. That's right, transformation can start now. Just go to secrettoeverything.com/X-Zone and receive Dr. Kimberly's book for free.
Afterlife expert Roberta Grimes was the first one to say that dying can be fun. Now her best-selling book, The Fun of Dying, is available in stores worldwide. So if you wonder whether death ends life, how it feels to die, or what heaven might be like, The Fun of Dying was written for you. And if you have always been afraid of death, or if you worry that your life has no meaning, let The Fun of Dying ease your fears and bring new meaning to your life. Nothing said in The Fun of Dying is based on the teachings of any religion. Instead, Roberta draws on evidence to explain how death happens, how it feels, and what comes next. A lot of the best death-related evidence was produced in the first half of the 20th century. When it is put together with recent discoveries, it tells a consistent and amazing story. Roberta Grimes blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Her wonderful book, The Fun of Dying.
Listening to The Secret to Everything with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and the brilliant and amazing and shining Michelle Vandepas, who helps dig into kind of a really difficult, meaty subject, your passion and your purpose and how that fits or doesn't fit with profit. And before we left off for the break, we were using me as an example, and let's kind of pick that up So you were saying that you feel I kind of lucked into radio and that radio isn't necessarily my purpose. So can you kind of unwind that a little bit more?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. If you say radio is your purpose and for whatever reason this show were to go off the air or radio didn't exist anymore, that's like saying, okay, now you don't have any purpose in life, right?
Okay.
And I don't buy that for a minute. So I think your purpose is to help express thoughts using your voice. Right. I think that's closer. Now, obviously, you and I haven't dug deep into this before.
Right.
But if a radio were to go away, that doesn't make you a useless human being on the planet.
I see. Now, with you saying that, though, I see this. I think people do merge that together. And then if they can't do that thing that they went to school for, they worked in for 20 years, I think there is that grieving and possibly a feeling that they don't have a purpose. We could even use that example, you know, really nitty gritty that a lot of people could relate to, like being a mother. What do you do when you've been a mother for 18, 20, 22 years? And I know you're still a mother, but you know what I mean? Active parenting.
Absolutely.
To children. And they leave,
yeah.
And then you're like,
yeah.
I don't have a purpose.
Right, exactly, absolutely. And what I would say is purpose is more ingrained in us than that. Purpose is something we are born with. How we express it is what we're talking about. So you're saying I express it through radio. You could just as easily express it through public speaking or through maybe even acting or perhaps through coaching. There would be other ways to express that gift inside of you. And if your voice went away, I think you could interpret that into writing, into other things, right? It's something deep inside. When we have what's that syndrome called? Empty nest syndrome, right?
Yes,
when all
yes.
the children move away and we feel empty inside, it's because there's a hole there. There's an energetic gap where there was once a lot of love and also a lot of busyness. What was
I
it?
I love that.
We loved being a mom about. Let's not, so you don't go and fill it with more children. You find things that interest you where you can continue to live being your purpose. At the very core of all this, I believe everybody's purpose is to love and be loved.
Wow.
Everybody, across the board. How do you express that? How do you express that differently than how I express that? As how does someone else express that? We all have a unique way to express that in the world. Some is through caregiving, some is through teaching, some is through creating, doing art. Other people are through helping with accounting. It can be expressed a million ways. But it's how do we express our love of out into the world and receive love?
So you're saying I made a mistake in replacing my four children with four dogs? You're saying that was a little too direct?
I think that's a beautiful way to express and receive love. I would have four dogs if I could.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, that's really, you know what I love about this conversation? It's really such a deeper conversation about purpose than most people will even go. And I think it's a great, you know, coming in, like you said, if we come in through the door of love, you know, receiving love, which that can be a challenge, as you and I know. There can be some healing and some coaching that needs to be done. I know in my own life, that's been a constant challenge. It wasn't even until I was in my 20s that my father, who no one by any sketch of the imagination would say was intuitive, told me that I had difficulty receiving love. And of course, I was like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. You don't know me. But as I've gone up, you know, over the next 25 years, I hate to admit it, you guys, but huge issue in my life. So sometimes we have to go way back to the beginning, kind of like what you're saying, and say, you know, how am I in that? You know, can I flow that energy out? And at the same time, can I lean back and receive that? And then, you know, if I can't, you know, where should I go that's easy for me right now to express that? in purpose. So I think you have some really profound and brilliant points that, which is one thing I love about you. Not only are you intuitive, and as you talk to someone, you feel their energy and you can help kind of open up places that they didn't think about. But I just love that you think on that, you know, real rich, deeper level. So why are we chasing purpose? Do you think it's because we don't understand? And I'm not saying your definition, but I'm saying maybe this definition.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of things, especially in the United States of America and the Western world in particular, is we are taught that we're supposed to do something with our lives rather than just be. And so we're always chasing the doingness of it. And that means getting a good job. And so we go to school or we study for years and we get our dream job, whether it's president of the United States or being a nurse or being a teacher, whatever it is, no matter where you are in that continuum, and you get this job and then you're not happy. And it's because you've chased the doingness of it. And then most people have this big crisis, throw away, what I say, the baby with the bathwater, you know, quit their job, say, I'm done, and they go back to school and they start all over again with something new. What I'm suggesting is we come back to who we are, how we want to be in the world. How do we express ourselves in the world? How can we be creative in the world? And then we take that and find the match with our skills and our interests and our talents and our experience to find a way to make a living, to find a way to bring the profit monetarily back into our lives. Rather than always chasing the doing, we start with the being. Who do we want to be in the world?
I just love that space that opens up for everyone, but I love that the space that opens up in me, because I literally just said to the girls today, I'm preparing for a retreat this weekend in the mountains. And I said, it's so cool. I'm so calm. And usually like if I was preparing for a TED talk, I'd be like crazy. But by going to this retreat, it's so cool because guess what I get to do? I get to show up and all I have to do is be me, a remote viewer, and intuitive, a psychic, a reader, a healer, you know, a communicator. Do you guys know? I hope you know. I hope you've had one job in your lives where you have felt how, I mean, it almost makes me weep, Michelle. The beauty of that is stunning. To be able to show up and just be you, that's huge, you guys. Are you doing that? Are you doing that in your job? Are you teaching your children that that's possible? Are we in allowance that we can actually show up, be us, have fun, and what's the next thing, and get paid, and sometimes not get paid and still have fun? But I don't even think that's taught anywhere, honestly.
Well, yeah, right. I teach it, but you're right. And here's the other thing of it is, you know, if you lose your job and your purpose is all intertwined with your job, then it does feel like the rug's been pulled out. If you know how to be first, then you just go get another job. I know it's not that easy, right? But it becomes a quest of, I need to go get a different job or find a way to make a living, pay my light bill. It doesn't become, my whole life sucks and I'm a failure. Because you start with a being, and I am worthy to be in the world.
And that ties in to me with the phrase, you know, you've heard when you're displeasing your boss or competing with someone at work, they're like, well, everybody's replaceable. And really what I hear you saying, what you and I teach, is that that's absolutely not true, because there is only one soul that is you, made up with your unique personality and your background and your gifting, right? And your beingness, and you are not replaceable. You know, you are unique, and you can take that essence and then you can apply it many different ways. Would you agree?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And to backtrack for a minute, because you were talking about this wonderful retreat you're going on. So really, when we get, because you and I have not really talked about this, but now when I go into that energy and I think about your purpose, it really is to bring give words to the unseen.
Oh, that must must hit a nerve because I just got like tears in my eyes. That was like brilliant. I'm writing that down. Words to the unseen. See, you guys are watching how Miss Michelle Vandepass works. This is her in action live.
Yeah.
You know, that's beautiful. You know,
so now bring that. So if you were my client, I would say bring that into everything you do, into your radio, into your interactions, into the place where you walk into a room and it's really uncomfortable and nobody knows why. And you can say, this is what's going on. You can bring the words to the unseen. I think that really nails it for you. Bring that into everything you do, if that resonates.
Yeah, that resonates. That's beautiful. And I'm really going to meditate on that as we, you know, as a business, as I wrap up this year. I'm always kind of looking for that plug in. And that's really a beautiful, beautiful guidance. See, I told you, it's beautiful. If you guys have never worked with, and there's many intuitives, and don't get me wrong, there's intuitive doctors and intuitive lawyers and intuitive coaches and, intuitive marketing strategists, which, you know, Michelle is a piece of course. And so don't get me wrong, there's many intuitives, but if you've never worked with, it's one thing to work with an advertising agency or someone that's really great with branding. It's another thing kind of to work with someone who can, after being in your presence for a little bit, can kind of start resonating as you and spin out, you know, energy a couple different ways. And I think that's really the up-leveling and such a brilliant piece of what you do as who you are. As an intuitive, mm-hmm. and I think it's okay to say that. I think you own that fully. But, you know, you combine that with your ability to brand and to market and to help us find kind of, you know, it's funny because it's all about passion. It's all about purpose. But what you really do is you really go a lot deeper. You kind of help people go down into their core and discover who are they really after they strip away the job. And strip away what others have put on them over the years and even their own maybe unhealthy ideas about themselves. So you really are kind of like a healer too, in essence. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you just heard me gasp.
No. Why did you gasp?
The live radio, so I gasped. And a flying squirrel hit my window.
Oh no!
My
oh my goodness!
And it was almost so. I've got to go look up squirrel energy now because it came flying through the air and then ran off.
Too.
So
wow, that's a message.
Gasping, I'm gasping with the truth of all that you are saying, and I hope you have some listeners that know what squirrel energy is.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now I'm writing all these things to research after you get off the phone. You're giving me a whole plateful. But we're going to talk about a lot of things as we leave this segment and go into the break. We're going to talk about one of the words, and I'll have you think about this, is, and I'm sure you already know, but I want to talk about conscious livelihood, which is actually, you know, your term that you threw out at me. And maybe some of the mistakes and how we can avoid making those mistakes when we're starting to navigate this kind of big area. And, also, I want to hear about what you're currently doing and your new programs and how we can help people. We'll be right back on The Secret to Everything with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and Michelle Vandepass.
This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080. 201-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember, 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365.
I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, founder, president of a new cancer foundation focusing on evidence-based physical, mental, and spiritual interventions, including natural cancer cures, prayer, meditation, affirmations, nutrition, and other related holistic cancer prevention and cure modalities. These are used in cancer education, research, and financing care. I ask for your help to continue this important work by donating at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com.
Wouldn't you love to know the secret to everything? Well then, meet Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and her cutting-edge breakthrough knowledge that combines science with possibility. Dr. Kimberly brings real-life answers and healing to those open to alternative solutions. She teaches solution-based programs and classes that will change all areas of your life forever. Specializing in conscious creation, intuitive readings, and energy medicine, you can rapidly shift health, relationships, business, and money and abundance challenges quickly. Receive her best-selling book, Secret to Everything, at no cost by going to secrettoeverything.com/X-Zone. That's right, transformation can start now. Just go to secrettoeverything.com/X-Zone and receive Dr. Kimberly's book for free.
What happened in Benghazi is revealed by Nicholas Genix, author of Obama, Islam, and Benghazi. He informs the American people that President Obama deceived them by advocating a strong foreign policy prior to the 2012 presidential election, and Hillary Clinton supported this deception. As the title infers, there is a connection between Obama, Islam, and Benghazi. Ample evidence informs Americans that Obama's early indoctrination in the Quran developed an affinity for Islam, why the Quran is the source of discontent in many countries, and why the Obama foreign policy deception led to poor military action and caused the loss of American lives in Benghazi. Genix provides 36 questions for the Select Committee on Benghazi to validate if Americans are justified to mistrust President Obama and Hillary Clinton. An overview of Obama, Islam, and Benghazi is presented on the website www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com. You're listening to the X-Zone Broadcast Network, www.xzbn.net.
Welcome back to The Secret to Everything with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. And where else on the X-Zone are you ever going to hear a discussion about flying squirrels? Come on, you guys. This is a unique show. And we are back with the amazing and beautiful Michelle Van de Pas. And we're just all over the place. But it's odd because I just have this gut feeling that that totally is going to make sense to us when we get done with this. Michelle, I'll have to do an update next week for you guys and what we discovered about that.
Well, I looked up.
Oh, good.
I looked it up in the break and it says we have to have more play.
Sign me up.
I love that. I'm like, that's perfect. Okay. So.
Oh my goodness, that resonates. Yeah. Wow, so much. That is so beautiful. So you have Rob McConnell's, Kimberly McGeorge's, and Michelle Van de Pas's permission to play this weekend and into the next week. So you heard it. That is your guy's sign. So let's circle back to living with your purpose. And I love the term. And I'm not sure I quite understand what it means. So could you kind of tell me what conscious livelihood, that's an interesting term. What does that mean?
So I basically channeled conscious livelihood and a whole business plan 3 o'clock one morning about 12 years ago. And I woke up in the morning and trademarked it and wrote down the business plan and have been slowly, as they say, manifesting it, like bringing it onto the earth plane ever since. What I believe conscious livelihood means is a way to create our livelihood and be conscious while we're doing it so that we don't just go get a job, wake up 20 years later and have a midlife crisis and start all over again. That we're creating our livelihood, not just creating a job for ourselves. Most of the people I work with do have small businesses, or they're coaches, or they're practitioners, or they have some kind of practice or business as being a solopreneur. And what we do when I work with these people is make sure that it's their livelihood, meaning how do they want to live in their business? How do they want their business to look? How do they want to show up every day as they work in their field? And that it's a way to support their life. So we all need money to keep the light bill going right now, or to put food on the table, or whatever it is. Money is our energetic exchange right now. And so we do want to bring money in, but how do we do that in a way that supports our life? And we can stay conscious around doing that so that we don't just sleepwalk through life for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I love that. That is so marketable. Like, you literally have like 8 billion clients available on the planet, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I've launched it on and off over the years, and now it feels like the timing is perfect. Like,
yeah.
There's just something about it now, especially with millennials, who I think is a generation that has so much to teach us about not selling out. At least the millennials I know and that I talk to, they're not like selling out for the big job and a huge mortgage and buying all crap food and plasticware, right? They want a good life. They do want good jobs, but they're not willing to sell out their life for them.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. So you have, I think you're doing something right now, a class. That is that class something that would help us navigate some of the things that we've been discussing today? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I'd love to. This is an intro class, right? It's a way to start exploring some of these ideas. And I do come on the class live and do live questions and answers and support. But it's basically downloadable worksheets, audios, videos that I have put together to help people start navigating this. What is your purpose? How do you get in alignment with your purpose? And then how do you go make your livelihood from that? And I have worksheets and questions around how do you know if you are an entrepreneur or just have a small business, and what's the difference? And how do you bring the heart and mind together into your business, and how does it become your livelihood and not just, oh my gosh, I'm running a business and I'm exhausted at the end of the day. We go into finding your perfect client and what does your perfect day look like at work. So some of this seems like it's fairly basic. Most of us have done this before, but I tell you, I go through these same steps with my own business every year. I revisit this. I start at the beginning again. There's a lot of truth with always going back to the beginning and keeping it simple and doing what works. And these are tried and true techniques I've used for 30 years. And
wow.
I keep coming back to them, and that's how I've grown all my endeavors over the years. So it's a course that's audio, video, PDFs, written material, Q&A for me, and support for me in a great Facebook community. There you go.
Sounds phenomenal, and we will make sure we put the link up on the website and as you see the replay throughout my social media, Secret to Everything social media. We will also make sure that you have access to the beautiful and amazing Michelle Vandepas. So are you ready for our high frequency question round, Miss Michelle?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, what is your favorite quote and why?
So I love this Calvin Coolidge quote, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence, talent or not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men, women with talent." It goes on, you know, so many of us just give up. We hit a bump in the road and we come up against our feelings and we think the feelings are a sign from the universe to quit. And I think we have to be very discerning about what is a sign from the universe, what's a message about how to move forward in our lives, and what's just a fleeting feeling or a bump in the road. And so I love this. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence.
I love that too. I absolutely love that. Okay, what is a favorite product that you would take with you on a desert island? I can't wait to hear this.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I could live without music, so I'd have to.
That's a good one.
Have something for music, an iPod if there's electricity, solar charger with my iPod.
There we go.
So and a nice speaker. All kinds of music. Mine is loaded up with every kinds of music imaginable on the planet.
I love that. Okay, one place you have to see before you pass from this earth plane.
I've been to Asia, but I've not been to Thailand or Bali or South America. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go to all those places, but this is going to sound so corny, but it's really true. You know what I want to see before I die is more peace at all these places. I love going on adventure. I travel a lot, and the world just seems like it's in a lot of turmoil right now. So what I'd like to see is peace.
Yeah, I think everyone around the world right now listening is absolutely in agreement with that. Tell us your personal routine when you get up in the morning.
Uh-oh. So I know I'm supposed to say something like I get up and make smoothies and do yoga, right?
That's right.
And the truth is I have a 12-year-old who's going on 14 who goes to bed late and won't get up. And we're all overtired and we've got to do lunches and breakfast and drive 30 minutes to get her to school. So it's kind of a crazy, chaotic, normal family household at my house in the morning where we're all over sleeping and then dashing out the door.
Gotcha. So there is no routine.
It is. It's a routine of get up late, throw together breakfast and lunch, jump in the car. And I do have other practices where I center throughout the day.
That's cool. Thank you for slipping that in. That's beautiful. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be. I love that. It doesn't have to be at the beginning or at the end. You do what works for you and what works for your family, as long as you're kind of tapping in and getting quiet throughout the day. I think that's absolutely beautiful. So how can we get further information about you and get a hold of you? What's your social media? What's your website? How can we plug in?
Thank you. So I'm Michelle Vandepas on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook. You can find me elsewhere, but Facebook's my focus right now. And you can find me at michellevandepas.com and gracepointmatrix.com. And I think you're going to put that link up.
Yes.
The Grace Point one.
So. Yes, we are.
Yeah, good.
Wonderful. This has been such a personal thrill for me. And, I didn't expect to be the beneficiary of, a little piece of your actual process. So that was, I think, a beautiful illustration for everyone of how you work in the current energy of the person you're speaking to. And I just so appreciate your wisdom. I always have a good conversation with you and so appreciate who you are being in the world. And thank you so much for being my guest today on The Secret to Everything.
I just love you, Dr. Kim. I can't wait to connect again. Thank you.
I know. We're going to play together someday. You know that, right?
We are. Yeah, we are.
This will be the end of us. So have a blessed week. Thank you so much. And if you guys want to get a hold of me, of course, it's thesecrettoeverything.com. We are running some beautiful programs right now. We have an access entry point to my work called Ultimate Access that you can check out. You can Google me. You can check out YouTube. You can access me, of course, right here on the X Zone, 11 a.m. on each Saturday morning and throughout the week when Master Rob sees fit to sprinkle me throughout the schedule. And please reach out to me on social media, on Facebook. We're Secret to Everything. We're literally everywhere, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. There's probably no place you won't be able to find us. So I love you guys. Our guest next week is an amazing one. We're going to be talking about manifestation, so be sure to tune in.